Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. My guest is Tony Mitchell, Director of Marketing for Recycleco. Tony, welcome back to Company Showcase.
Hey, Jim. It's great to be back.
What's the latest on Recycleco's Taiwan joint venture?
Things are going well. The team, both here in Vancouver and on the ground in Taiwan, are moving the ball ever closer to our end goal of having a 2,000 metric ton a year battery recycling and upcycling plant operational in Taichung late next year. I know from the multiple conversations we've had with investors, vendors, and increasing number of interested parties of late, that everyone is keen to see us become a company with battery recycling operations around the globe, ASAP. But the reality is, big, ambitious plans such as ours take time, especially as the battery industry is largely still committed to a highly inefficient way of currently handling their battery waste. So it's like trying to turn around an ocean liner. It just doesn't turn on a dime. So while I understand everyone's frustration with the pace of our growth, our fluctuating stock price, et cetera, one thing keeps me focused and excited after all these years of development for our relatively near-term future, our joint venture in Taiwan and how we're rolling it out. It's important for our listeners to keep in mind that how we move forward with our first joint venture plant, you know, will set the template for all future operations. So naturally, there will be a lot more work involved with getting this first modular plant set up and operational than it will require for subsequent plants. And while we are focused on getting the plant designed and built on our side and working closely with the team in Taichung, our listeners need to realize that this new joint venture called the Recycleco Zenith Battery Materials Technology Corporation, which is a mouthful, is moving forward in tandem at a great pace. In fact, James Fang, who's head of this first joint venture, is highly proactive in leveraging business relationships he's established over decades of working within Asia. So in anticipation of our plant being operational late next year, James is already having high-level meetings with major potential battery production partners in Asia to line up feedstock and process their battery waste materials when we're ready. So his goal, as well as ours, is to make sure that once our $25 million clean spot plant is commissioned, we keep it up and running continuously and generating as much profit as possible.
It sounds like there's a lot going on behind the scenes.
Yes, Jim, there's a lot going on, and many items for our relatively small but mighty team to juggle. I know it may not seem like much is going on from the outside, but as our interim CEO, Richard Sadowski, recently told me, he doesn't want to put out any fluff information of no consequence. He's actively pursuing a number of big opportunities for the company, and going forward, he only wants to make announcements of a substantial nature. So we look forward to seeing the fruits of his labor. And as I said many times before, but I'll restate it once again, we currently have 23 MOUs with major potential joint venture partners in the battery production and recycling space. And we continue to hear from the industry grapevine and from people we've tested and collaborated with that our patented closed-loop recycling and upcycling process is still the best they've seen, which we find very encouraging after pioneering, patenting, and proving we can recycle and upcycle lithium-ion battery waste for direct reuse in new battery materials since 2016, way back when everyone in the battery industry said it was impossible. So when you keep those facts in mind, and that we're still in the very early days of the world's inevitable transition from internal combustion engines to electric vehicles, we remain highly confident in our future. However, when you take into account all of the above and where our stock price currently sits, which puts us at around a $40 million market cap, and we have $17 million in the bank, Jim, listeners should please do their due diligence. And this is not investment advice, but our current stock price is a gift to those who can clearly see the lay of the land and wish to get involved. As a quick reminder, back in January of 2021, when we hit an all-time high of $2.85 a share, our longtime CEO, Larry Ray, used to say, "Today's highs are tomorrow's lows." And when I see how things are lining up for us as we make the challenging transition, from being a junior mining exploration company to a major lithium-ion battery recycling technology partner, or player, within an industry that's on the cusp of massive growth, I can see just how prescient he was in pursuing the company's current path. So while we could certainly do without the various external factors we have no control over, you know, I still couldn't be more excited to be involved with helping our team and our partners achieve our goal of becoming the gold standard in lithium-ion battery recycling around the globe.
So I guess ideas are easy, but making them a reality is pretty tough.
Oh, yes. I completely agree with that, Jim. It's interesting. I was making notes for this podcast, and I happened to see a short video clip Elon recently reposted on X. It's just over 3 minutes of Steve Jobs talking about what it takes to bring an idea to fruition. He, essentially summed up the challenges innovators such as ourselves go through, and I thought it apropos of where we stand and what we're going through. So I reposted it, and I encourage our listeners to watch the clip for themselves on our Twitter page, as they were very wise words and encouraging words from someone who's certainly been there, done that, albeit in a different industry.
Where is RecycleCo traded, and how can people get more information about the company?
Certainly, Jim. We're traded on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol AMY, on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AMYZF, and the Frankfurt Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol ID4. And you can get more information on our website at RecycleCo.com.
Tony, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you, Jim.
My guest has been Tony Mitchell, Director of Marketing for RecycleCo. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on April 11th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.